Today we are going to talk about 8 traits of fitness people. I was checking a podcast on YouTube and they were talking about traits of successful people. And then I was trying to figure it out, what are those commonalities that people who have good physique also share? People believe that people who have like abs and muscles, they are always counting their calories, they are obsessed with exercises. And I can tell you by experience that it's totally the opposite. Usually, fitness people is something that comes natural to them, but it comes natural because they have a fitness philosophy. And interesting enough, once that I came with that name, fitness philosophy, I started doing research, and there is no one video on YouTube or one article on Google talking about fitness philosophy. So I hope you enjoy this wisdom. It's going to save you years of knowledge and investigation. So hope you enjoy. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor. As always, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, you can go to the website. If you are tired of going to the university, to the prostitute, if you are tired of wasting your time and not learning shit, please go to inglesparacholos.com. And also, please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. The first thing is that fitness people know how to say no. As simple as that. You know, I realize that most of the mistakes that we make in life are not just about fitness, but also financial, romantic, and any other areas, are because we don't know how to say no and when to say no. Let's say that you go to a reunion, for example. If you have social life, you know that the chances that they give you a healthy meal are unlikely. The meal that they are going to give you usually is going to be very shitty. It's going to be bocaditos, junk food, a pizza. It's going to be maybe a spaghetti or any bullshit that is tasty and easy to prepare. That is the idea. When you go to a party, the person who is handling the event is not thinking about your fitness success or any of that bullshit. They're just thinking about how to do the reunion as good as possible. So you need to respect your diet. And that's why when you go to a reunion, even if there are like 30 people, 40 people, even if it's the first time that you meet these people and you feel embarrassed because they are offering you, I don't know, maybe they are offering you a pizza, or maybe the grandma prepared like the special dish of the family with the secret formula, you need to know how to say no. Could be something as simple as saying, no, I'm sorry, I'm following my diet. Or if you want to be less piece of shit, what you can say also is, oh, sorry, I am with a stomach ache, or I already eat before coming here, or I have a situation that doesn't allow me to eat. That is an easy way to do it. In my case, for example, what I do, I know that most of the family reunions are on Sunday. So I tell my family that on Sunday I do full fasting day. And it's not true, I still eat my two meals on Sunday. But I tell that to them, so it's a way to let them know that it's not that I don't like the food, it's that I'm trying to follow my fasting. So saying no is a big thing. But when we talk about saying no, people believe that it's just the diet. No, it's also the relationships, for example. If you have a girlfriend, and you're having good time with your girlfriend, you're ready, went to the movies, then you have sex at home, now you need to take her to her home, or maybe you need to call a taxi, even better. So you're going to call a taxi and she says, no, I want to stay more time. You need to learn how to say no. And I know many guys that they feel, oh, it's embarrassing. How am I going to tell my girlfriend to go away? How am I going to reject my girlfriend? But you need to do it. And by the way, many of my ex-girlfriends always, we still keep talking, keep in touch. And we always make jokes about this, that I always keep them out early. Because the last thing that you want is your girlfriend sleeping over. Que se queda dormir. That is the worst shit that you want. Because that means that the next day you cannot do your workout because you are tired as fuck. And also it means that there is a high chance that if she sleep over, the next day in the morning you're going to go for a nice breakfast together. And that means more calories. So you train less and you eat more calories. So bad idea. And saying no, by the way, I could have done like a full episode about saying no, but let me just drop one extra. Saying no is also don't do it stupid shit. When you start going to the gym, I mean, when I'm talking about fitness is variety of stuff, but let's say that you are going to the gym. You need to be careful when you want to do other sports, for example, playing soccer, football, that is a classical here in South America. Why? When you go to the gym, you become stronger, but you become gym stronger, not soccer stronger. So when you start playing soccer, people feel that you're stronger and they start kicking you harder, you start kicking back harder, are the chances that you get an injury are higher. So that's why also something since I started working out, I learned to say no to my friends whenever they invite me to a pichanga, because that no also is going to save my balls. So the art of saying no is a must in the fitness philosophy. I don't know, I really enjoy this podcast, huh? Holy shit, I need to record this shit in Spanish. Okay, before I continue, friendly reminder, I want to invite you to my personal WhatsApp. You know, I reply all the messages. I don't believe in secretary. +51 9890 23986. So the next one is fitness people, they live in the future. What this means is like, can you project yourself? Do you have superpowers? No. It means that you are always thinking how the day is coming, and it's part of how you want to handle your schedule. Not every day is the same, especially if you're a freelancer or a business owner. Not every day is like a copy-paste. Sometimes we have different events. You need to understand, if you have 2 meals per day, when makes more sense to have the 2 meals? Is it better to have a small meal and a bigger meal at the end of the day? Or is it better to have the opposite? Since sometimes I have a big event, for example, a reunion with the Cholos at 7 p.m. So in that case, it's better to have the bigger meal in the morning, because if not, I cannot eat when I'm with them. So you start figuring that like a puzzle. And also, when are you going to work out? There are days that are busy. And sometimes when you have busy days, some people make the mistake to say, no, I'm going to do just a quick workout. In my experience, instead of a quick workout, it's better to take an extra day off and then the next day go and work out for 2 hours or 2 hours and a half. That's something, I mean, that's not today's topic, but it's kind of parallel wisdom, that I learned that it's better to go less days to the gym, but with more intensity and with more time. That's my take on that. But coming back to the thing is that you're always living in the future, projecting. How are you going to handle your diet today? How are you going to handle the workout? Also, how can you mitigate some problems? If you know that, for example, your family is coming to your house and you need to run an event, they are going to eat like trash food, right? They are going to eat the pizza, whatever. So, for example, when my family go to my place, I buy them pizza, I buy them the pollito a la brasa. And for me, I have my own pollito prepared by me with my with all my recipes. So it's a way that I can spend time with them, but also take care of my diet. How we can handle that? Because we live in the future. You are thinking, what are your next 5 moves? And by the way, so far you can understand that all this wisdom that I'm sharing with you can be applied also for business and for any other area of your life. The next one is they love a little bit of masochism. What is masochism? Masochismo. They love to punish themselves. They love to sacrifice. They love pain. And why I mention this? Because any kind of diet that you're going to follow, any kind of exercise, will have some pain involved in the process. Let's say, for example, now, as you know, I cannot do exercise for 3 extra weeks. So that means that I need to eat less. And I need to handle it in a more efficient way. So far what I'm doing these days is I took out all the carbohydrates. I'm zero carbs. Why I'm zero carbs and why I'm not practicing fasting? Because since I have extra time, it's boring to practice fasting if you have a lot of time. But the zero carbohydrates makes more sense for me, at least for these days. But it's still a sacrifice when I see Armando eating his sweet potato, su camotito, for real. Armando is eating his sweet potato and I'm checking like, motherfucker, I wish I could eat that sweet potato. That is a little sacrifice. What is another little sacrifice in diet is eating 2 meals instead of 3 meals. I mean, it would be nice, no? 3 meals, so comfortable. But 3 meals is too much. Even if you are a skinny person, it's better always 2 meals per day. And the same wisdom applies for exercises. If you are going to the gym, how many people you know that they have a leg day and they never do lunges, nunca hacen zancadas. They never do lunges in the fucking leg day. They barely do squats. And the time that they do squats, they don't do the full squat. They do just, you know, half a squat. The ones that they love are the machine, the quad extension, the hamstring curl, all those machines, they love it. But the heavy stuff, the heavy exercise, they don't do it. And that's why I'm saying that fitness people are masochism. They love masochism. They love pain because it's the only way to make the muscle grow and to burn fat by doing exercise in a next level. If you know me from the gym, you know that always when I'm leaving the gym, I always tell this to the people. The best part of the workout is when it finishes. Why? Because you are already proud that you did your best effort. And going to the gym is the opposite of going to a party. When you go to a party, you enjoy during the process, but after that, you feel like shit. When you have an intense routine at the gym, it's the opposite. It's so fucking painful during the workout, but the next 24 hours, you feel that you are flying. It feels so fucking good. The next tip is always fitness people are looking for hash. And when I'm saying hash, people start thinking about steroids. I mean, let's not be dumb. A lot of fitness people do steroids. They have steroids, they do Winstrol, testosterone, ADECA, any other things. That is a kind of hash, we cannot deny. But what other more natural hash can you run? One of them is having a good training partner. A good training partner is going to speed up the process. I mean, you will be surprised. I will say that more than speeding up the process, a good training partner is going to allow you to have results that nobody else can have training by themselves. Even a person that trains with steroids, but not with a training partner, cannot get the peak performance. Because you want a person to help you to have those extra reps, to help you to increase your PRs. How are you going to increase your PRs on bench press without a spotter? And some people say, yes, but I can ask my friend or the trainer first. The trainer, the gym trainer, is not your personal trainer. So if you call him, maybe he's going to help you once in a while, but then he's going to look at you like shit. And other people, and I had this mistake before, I was training without a training partner for, I believe, 2 years or 3 years. And in my mind was, oh, it's more convenient, I can go whenever I want and all the shit. But the problem when you ask help to random people is that sometimes they don't know how to help you. And they help you in the worst ways as possible. They help you when you don't need it, or they help you too much, or they don't help you at all. That is the worst case. That can injure you. I remember one time, I was in this gym in Caminos del Inca, in B2. I asked to a guy, that was kind of a friend, hey, please, can you spot me? And the guy approached, and his friend approached next to him. When the guy that I asked for help was spotting me, the friend also was trying to spot me from one side of the barbell. And as you know, the barbell, la barra, is free weight. So if one person is going to help, you have to be just one person. You cannot have another person in the side. So that's why I'm saying, you want a good training partner. That is going to be a huge hash if you want more results. And another hash, I mean, I could do also a full list about this part, is finding the best location at the best time as possible. This is going to sound hard to believe, but I can tell you, in the year 2003, I remember clearly, I remember in peak hours, 7 p.m., the gym, it was like max 12 people, 15 people max in any gym that you can imagine. During the afternoon, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., there were like maybe one person and me, two people in total. That was gyms back then in the 2003. Now gyms are crowded. Now, I have a theory around that. The reason why gyms are crowded is not because people are more fitness. It's because they want to continue texting in their cell phone and watching TikTok videos in other place that is not their home. So it's a way to escape your house, keep checking your cell phone, but in other place, and you feel like cool that you're doing something of exercise. But if you tell the people, and this, I would love to run an experiment in one gym location, prohibit cell phones in the fitness area, in the weights area, you will be surprised how people stop going to that gym. But well, coming back to the topic, what I'm trying to go with this hash thing is that finding the right location at the right time is a big difference. And some locations are better for some things and some locations are better for others. For example, When I want to do legs, for example, I love the Bedos of Miraflores. It has a big, big place for lunges. Usually, they have a lot of squats, of racks for squats. So you always find racks for squats. It's good for that thing. But if I want to do arms, I prefer SmartFit. It has better machines for arms. If I want to do cables, cables or poleas, in the way that you want to call it, I prefer also SmartFit. It has better quality. So for some things, some gym locations are better than others, and also they schedule the time. If you want to have a comfortable workout, you want to go maybe 2 p.m., 3 p.m. That's perfect timing. Another perfect timing, 9 p.m. The worst times to go to a gym are between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. and between 5 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Those are the worst times that you can go to the gym. Now, let's say that, you know, it's the only chance that you have. You have a 9 to 5, you have a regular job, so there's no other thing, there's no alternative. If you have to go to the gym in a peak hour, what I will do, and this is my suggestion, is always try to grab a pair of dumbbells or a barbell and try to do as many exercises with that as you can. For example, I don't want to get excited too much with this topic, but just to give you an idea. Let's say that you have to do is shoulder, bicep, and tricep day. Shoulder, bicep, tricep. Okay. I find the barbell free. So I will do shoulder press or military press. Okay. I will do front raises, elevaciones frontales. I will do curl bicep with the barbell. And also, I will do one a skull crusher for triceps or one a close press for tricep. I will do 4 exercises in a row with that barbell. So I already finished half of my workout just with one barbell. What you don't want to do is what most people do when they go to the gym, is that they want to do one machine by one machine, and in the process of trying to find it free, they spend like 10 minutes or 15 minutes waiting for each machine. So their workout takes like 2 hours, but they actually just work out like 20 minutes. So we need to be smart when we handle our exercises, our plans. And that's why I mentioned like any hedge, like good location and good time is going to make a difference. And fitness people know that. This is an interesting podcast because I thought it was going to be like a 8-minute podcast or 10-minute podcast. I wrote just 8 words on a piece of paper. And I don't know why when I talk about fitness, I really get excited because, you know, the mistakes that I see people doing now are the same mistakes that I saw people doing back then in the 2003. And it's unbelievable with all the technology, with all the internet, how people keep making the same shit. So let's go to the next one. It's like fitness people take their recovery day or their day off seriously. The day off is not to have like a parranda the previous night. The day off is not to go to a club or una discoteca the previous night and irte de putas, do all the drugs, alcohol, and the next day is my day off. No. Fitness people really take care in the day off. Day off, I mean, even I don't have sex on my day off. I prefer to have sex the previous day on my day off. But the day off is for totally recovery. Don't make the mistake. Some people the day off they want to go run, do some cardio. Oh no, just some light workout, some light cardio. No, no. The day off is the day off. For the people who, for example, combine sports, that if you combine sports, it's because you are an athlete, because you compete. If you're an average person, combining sports is a bad idea. I can tell you in advance. But if you want to combine sports, or even if you want to split your cardio from your weights, that could be a good idea, but takes a lot of time. I will say still respect your day off. So if you want to split the cardio with the weights, you can have 5 days of weights per week, 2 or 3 days of cardio. But those 2 or 3 days of cardio have to go in the days that you go to the gym. The day off has to be the day off. You have to relax that day. That's when your muscle recover. Not only your muscle, I would say also that's when your mental health recover. And you know why I tell you that? Because I remember there was a time I was coaching people. I was doing like a personal trainer job. And I was not going to gyms. People were coming to my gym. But the idea of having to be in front of the weights one extra day, again, it's like your brain doesn't recover. So the day of, please don't touch the dumbbells, don't touch the barbells, go out. Even better, I would say, like, use your day off to go to nature, andar a la naturaleza, go to the beach. That's something that I also changed in my schedule. My Sundays, I used to go to the gym on Sundays. Now, between going to the gym on Sunday and going to the beach, I prefer the beach 1,000 times. You come like a better person, better mental health, and the mental health is a huge factor when you want to improve your physique. Why? Because the better mental health that you have, the easier will be to handle your diet. Let's remember, most of the people eat not because they are hungry, but because they have anxiety. And the same happens in the gym. If you have shitty thoughts or negative thoughts, you are tired and you cannot work out with intensity. So taking care of your mental health is also taking care of your day offs. Also, I would say that fitness people, they really take, they know how to play safe. That would be the way to say it. If you are starting, maybe you are not paying attention to these details, but you will see. I know many people, let's say that you are working out with a partner. Maybe you arrive late, you arrive 10 minutes late, so he's already doing the bench press with 60 kilos. And you say, hey, you know, what the fuck, 60 kilos, my max is like 100 or 120. I can start with 60 kilos. Terrible mistake. If you start warming with 60 kilos, you are going to have an injury. Maybe you're not going to have the injury in the moment, but the injury will appear eventually. So even if you are late to a workout, always start with the barbell. Always warm first. Let's remember the difference between warming and stretching. It's not the same shit. Stretching is something that you do at the end of the workout, never at the beginning. If you stretch at the beginning, you are increasing the chances of injuries. I don't give a fuck of what professional says, but no, remember this. The stretching is at the end and warming is at the beginning. And you warm doing the exercise that you want to do, but with lightweight. Also, playing safe is understanding that there are some exercises that are better to be done at the beginning, and some are better to fit better at the middle of the workout. If you want to work out, if you want to train your triceps, let's talk about that, dips, fondos. If you want to do dips, it's better to first do like tricep extension with cable before, so you can warm your elbows, and then you go for the dips. And if you don't have the cable extension machine, let's say that you are doing calisthenics at the park, you want to start doing just the negative. How do you do the negative? You jump and you hold your weight when you're going down. That's a way also to warm. But don't start doing the dips, and even worse, don't start doing the dips in full motion, in full range. Try to do partials first until you warm, and then you can go all the way down. And just one extra talking about safety also is pay attention to your knees, las rodillas. I found out this like long time ago, at least for my case. You need to check your case. For my case, low bar squats are friendly with my knees. If I want to do high bar squats, and even worse, if I want to do like heavy high bar squats, I destroy my knees. Something extra. When you are doing squats, many trainers will tell you to put your feet parallel. Not everybody is designed for those parallel feet, pies paralelos, no. For example, in my case, I prefer to do like a sumo stand. When I do a sumo stand, and with the legs a little bit open, my knees are so fucking good, and I can do low barbell, and I have been doing that for years of years of years with no injury. Many of the trainers that told me in the time to do with the parallel feet and with the knees closer, now they are no longer in the game because they have injuries. So that's why we need to pay attention to our body. Your body has wisdom also, but you need to follow it, your body advice. And the last thing that I'm going to mention, for real, I will do this shit in Spanish. It's so fucking good, this topic. It's fitness people know how to reward themselves. The average Joe, the average person, when they go to the gym, they finish the gym, they say, hey, I deserve un juguito, I deserve a juice. Yes, but that juguito, that juice, has more calories than your workout. Even worse when they buy their Esporade or Gatorade. That is the worst mistake because it tastes like shit and also sugar. You need to know your reward cannot destroy your effort. That is the first condition. Some people say, no, I had a good workout, so I can have a shitty meal or a shit meal. No, that's bad. That's not the way to handle. You need to reward yourself in a way that promotes your gains, not in a way that erases your gains. And I don't care how good was your workout during the week. One bad weekend can destroy all the gains. That is for sure. And just the last Uncle Balta wisdom to wrap this beautiful podcast. And this is when Uncle Balta drops its powerful knowledge. And it's never is too late to start. I don't care if you are 20, 30, 50, whatever you are. First, it's all about consistency. What is true is that if you start late, it's better to do everything perfect since the beginning. And the only way to do everything perfect is by having a mentor. The mentor can come in different shapes. Could be a coach, could be a good training partner, could be maybe a YouTuber that you follow that tells you all the good activities. But remember that it's never late, and that also applies to other areas. It's never late to start a business. It's never late to have a good relationship, but just pay attention to all the details. Speed up the learning curve, and you will see the results. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive the wisdom directly from me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986, and please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. And if you want to join the WhatsApp channel, you can type unclevalta.com.